Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Walker Kessler, and it's time for Jazz Game Rewind.
Offensive rebound. Kessler spin and a layup and a score.
The Jazz were shorthanded tonight, missing Lowry, Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson, and Colin Sexton. But that wasn't the story. The story was the Bucks put forth a championship-level, team-caliber of performance, dominating from the jump onward. The Bucks led wire-to-wire with the final 144-116. Jazz Game Rewind. With the Jazz shorthanded and the Bucks having a back-to-back tomorrow night against the top team in the West, the Denver Nuggets looming, a team could overlook Team 49, but as a team with championship aspirations should do, the Bucks controlled the game from the get-go. To hear this commanding stretch of play dominated by Brook Lopez and Grayson Allen, here are David Locke and Ron Boone.
Kessler and Lopez to jump it up. Lopez, in my mind, might be the most underrated player in all of the NBA.
See the experience he had? He jumps into Kessler and taps the ball. Which means he takes Kessler offline so he can get the tap.
Good lesson for Kessler tonight. Down low, cutting the baskets, former Jazz man, which will be a common phrase. Grayson Allen, he lays it up and in with the left hand. 2-0 Milwaukee. Bucks have won 23 of their last 26. They're the number one defense in the NBA. Abaji comes off a pick, drives the lane, gets his shot blocked by Lopez. Recovered by Horton Tucker. Back to the corner for Abaji, bricks the three. Rebound to Drew Holiday. Holiday played in the All-Star game here in Salt Lake. Hands to Adetokounmpo. Left side of the floor. Pulls for a 15-foot jumper. Rims it no good. Kessler boards. Horton Tucker to the front court. Fontecchio on the run. Jazz have run much more recently. Misses the three. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Linick. Ron, the first play was certainly interesting to me. Ochai Agbaji handling off a kind of a, one of our main actions as the primary ball handler. This is a good experience for him to see.
Great
tonight.
Experience for him. I don't think there's any doubt that Will is doing a lot of this stuff on purpose.
Holiday comes left to right to the corner. It's Grayson Allen, a 40% career three-point shooter, and he hits. Grayson. And even better in the corners. 46% if he gets a corner three. He's become a really nice player.
12 for 22 from that right corner.
That's better than 46%. Olynyk, beautiful bounce pass, going to dunk. It's Kessler, and Lopez blocks another one.
Was his hand in over the rim?
Allen pulls for three and swishes. 8-0 Milwaukee.
8-0 Grayson Allen and the Jazz nothing.
Grayson traded in the Mike Conley trade to Memphis, and then Milwaukee picked him up in a deal. Horton Tucker drives. Lopez just camped out underneath. Goes up to Kessler, blocked again by Lopez. And Lopez doesn't even move the other direction. Allen for three right side. My goodness, what a show! 11-0 Milwaukee. Brook Lopez has blocked three of the Jazz first four attempts, and Grayson Allen has scored all 11.
The Jazz predictably did not give up, and behind the impressive effort from Kelly Olynyk, who tallied 16 points and added 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals, they were able to rally back for a time.
Kessler brings it to the front court, jump stops, leaves it for a trailing Olynyk, who takes a 30-foot three and nails it. Flares back to Olynyk. Hesitation, left-hand dribble, swing through, draws the foul, underhand, scoop and a score for Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly sparked a surge in the second quarter that had the Jazz claw as close as they'd get before the Bucks showed their mettle. To relive the best stretch of the night for Team 49, here are David Locke and Ron Boone.
Fontecchio, Agbaji with a steal, outlet to Toscana Anderson, he jams it, Jazz back with intent. The numbers, Ron, as Holiday comes around to pick and Dunn holds on to him with a foul. Holiday kicks to the corner. Joe Ingles for three, missed it. Rebound to Olynyk. Toscana Anderson to the front court. Olynyk on the far side with the Jazz trailing by 10. Shoves off with the shoulder. Kicks it to Toscana Anderson. Corner three, no good. Rebound tipped around by Kessler. Jousted for by Lopez. Controlled by Lopez. Boy, he's a big man.
Watch Anderson work on that three-point shot this morning. I was confident he was going to make that.
Grayson Allen misses a corner three. So after we talk about the incredible rate that everyone makes in this league, we've missed three straight. 51-41. 5:51 left in the quarter. Baji inside. Tries to catch and finish in one motion. It's too hard off the glass, but Kessler cleans it up. And Milwaukee's blinked a bit here, and the Jazz have cut it to 8 after trailing by as many as 17. Lopez rolling. Kessler at the rim. Altered the shot. Might have even blocked it. A little sweet revenge. Here's Toscano Anderson. Rotates to Olynyk. Down low, Kessler trying to play in the post. Can't seal him off. The pass gets knocked away by Allen. Holiday in transition. Stops for three. Lets the traffic go by. Pulls and hits. 54-43. Talking about a guy who plays the game at his pace. Drew Holiday completely controls it. Abaji, tight curl. Holiday switches out to him, knocks it away. Abaji flares back to Olynyk, just playing point Olynyk. Top to Dunn. Pick and roll. Olynyk rolls. Lopez is there. Forces him to go up and under. He misses. Kessler jams it in. We got a palindrome. 54-45. Jazz are on the wrong side of the palindrome. But it's a more pleasant palindrome than it could have been. Lopez, who will shoot the three, pump fakes it twice. Now puts it on the deck. Rumbles into the lane. Off balance shot. No good. Kessler rebound. Dunn has it. Looking to push as the Jazz are running. Skips it across the court to Olynyk for three. Nailed it. Utah within six, 54-48.
Simone Fontecchio also took full advantage of the minutes and shots left vacant with the Stars out of the starting lineup, scoring 26 points.
Fontecchio tries to drive one-on-one from the angle right, sidesteps Grayson and puts it up and in. Fontecchio, line drive three from the top is perfect. Pass to Fontecchio, free throw line jumper's good.
But all night, the Bucks comfortably maintained control, cruising to a 144-116 victory behind Grayson Allen's scalding start to the game, resulting in a 25-point night for the former Jazz man. The Jazz will be in action again tomorrow night from Sacramento, which you can hear right here on the Jazz Radio Network. And then Team 49 returns home to host the star-studded Phoenix Suns Monday night at 7. We'll need your support entering the playoff push. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com, and I'll see you at the game. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Tulin, and as always, go Jazz.